Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Oh my goodness, do we have an exciting show today. It's a doubleheader, two superstars. First part of the show, we're going to talk with Dr. Fred Pescatore about seasonal allergies. In the last half, with Jim Laval, the pharmacist, about blood tests, how to interpret what you get back from your doctor on those reports. So a lot of great information headed your way. Couple of quick announcements first. Those DVDs, I've mentioned them before, that we made of Natural Health Fest 2014. We have a packet. There are five discs with 14 or 15 seminars on them. They're, Doug Kaufman's talk, I think, is so fundamental, it's worth the price of admission. Dr. Katsanis talked about the platelet-rich plasma, also in stem cells, using your own stem cells. Howard Garrett had a great talk. There was a talk on DNA and how your chemistry plays a role in weight loss. Talks on anti-aging, testosterone, learning issues, and pain. We only we have one shot at ordering the duplicates. The discs are on their way. They're all edited now. They're on their way for duplication. And we're only ordering a few more than what we already have orders for. So if you have an inclination you want one of these sets, they're $40, a little bit of postage. Just go to the Healthy by Nature website, hbnshow.com, healthybynatureshow.com. Click on the store, and then the events tab. There's a big button that says events. That's where those are. Get your name on one right now, or the supplies are limited, and that'll probably be it for this year. We'll try to be a little heads up on it next year. Another announcement for those in Houston who I really sincerely hope, are being able to listen this week. We've had 2 weeks in a row where, due to incompatibilities between the satellite and the receiver or some technical nonsense, the show did not air. And there's a makeup on last week's. That's probably the most important one. If you are on 100.7 FM in the Houston area, KKHT, it'll be replayed Saturday at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 6 a.m. So you have two chances to hear it, 9 p.m., Sunday at 6 a.m. But it's also always going to be in our archives on our website. And if you sign up for the podcast, you can listen on your phone. You can listen while you're exercising, while you're pretending to work at work, whatever. There are ways to listen. You can listen online in a pinch like that. If you turn on the radio and nothing's happening, go to your computer, because there's a listen live button in the website as well. So we're sorry, folks, that happened. We'll later give you a heads up on how you can listen on a Sunday afternoon on another station in Houston for a couple of weeks. We'll be right back. I'm Marty Whittakin.
When generation after generation treasures something for thousands of years, there must be something to it. When science finally studies the issue, they usually just prove what our ancestors already knew and maybe explain how the benefits are provided. Many studies now confirm why millions believe that drinking aloe vera helps not only their digestion, but also their overall health. They just feel better and are sick less often. Lily of the Desert is one of the few supplement companies of any kind that conducts clinical trials on its products. For example, one study showed that Lily Aloe improves nutrient absorption so greatly that 20 times more vitamin C was absorbed when taken with Lily of the Desert Aloe compared to the same amount taken with water. Isn't getting more for your money a good reason to take your daily vitamins with aloe? Speaking of value, Lily of the Desert usually costs less than products that are half as good. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like Lily on Facebook. That's lilyofthedesert.com, or find them on Facebook.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Fred Pescatore is an old friend of the show. He's an integrative health physician in New York. He's a New York Times bestselling author. His practice in Manhattan is called Medicine 369. He's the author of a bunch of books, including The Hamptons Diet, one that I hope the publishers will get the next printing ready soon because people are waiting for it, Booster Health with Bacteria. And the one we're going to talk about today, The Allergy and Asthma Cure. He's been on hundreds of radio shows across America, including many times on this show that we've been privileged to have him. He's also been on The View, other television shows like The Today Show, Extra, and I'm interested in this one, The O'Reilly Factor, joins us by phone from the Hamptons. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well. Very, very well.
Before we get into the meat of the topic today, what took you to the O'Reilly Factor? What did you and Bill talk about?
I was actually on the first show, this was way before anybody knew who he was, and he was famous and all that stuff, so it was his very first show, and we were debating the fact whether ephedra should be taken off the market or not.
Ah, very interesting.
Yes, and he was as abrasive as he is now.
Yeah.
And,
he's hilarious. I always like to watch him on Jon Stewart because they couldn't be more polar opposites than they are on policies, but they still seem to have a good time. We're going to talk today about, there are a million things we could talk to you about, but I would like to talk about seasonal allergies because that's what I hear about from listeners. And the people in Dallas think this is the allergy capital of the world, but I have friends in Austin who say, oh, no, it's Austin. And I think anywhere in this area, you're going to find a lot of people who know when the seasons change because all they have to do is look in the mirror at their eyes or how they sound. They're all nasal and their nose is running and they have all these kinds of issues. So let's start with something really simple. There's natural things in the air that just come out of trees. I've been doing that ever since there have been trees. Why do we overreact?
Well, I think we overreact now is because it's so, well, there's a lot of different reasons. One is that there is such a thing as there is more pollen than there ever was before. And that's simply because of, and unfortunately, and I hate to use this term because I don't really truly believe that it exists, but because of global warming, there's more pollen because of these giant storms that we get. There's more pollen being distributed around the country. There's more, because the Arctic, because of the, because of the warming of that, there's just more pollen that never used to be around. So people who never before experienced these symptoms are. That's one reason. The reason I think that's the most prominent and the most real cause of this is that because people don't eat right, and because they don't eat right, they mess up their internal environments. I call there's an external environment, which is all the pollens that you see, and, you know, I'm looking out in my backyard now, and things are somewhat starting to bloom. I mean, it's May. You would think there'd be leaves on the trees, but there aren't yet. And so there's that stuff. So that's the external environment. And then there's the internal environment. So how healthy is your internal environment? And if your internal environment's messed up, then anything that comes for you from the outside is going to mess up, is going to cause you to, whatever your vulnerable spot is. And this time of the year is allergies. And this is, for many of us, because of the harsh winter we had, probably one of the worst allergy seasons that there has been.
Well, and in this area, and I guess the same is probably true of Austin, compared with, say, Arizona, with less pollen circulating. But here we have winds that come, you know, this morning it might be coming from the east, and then it's going to come from the south, and then it's swirling around because of some big weather system. So if there's a tree, a shrub, or weed that you're allergic to, we're going to get some of that pollen at some point because we get it from a several state area.
Oh, well, that's without a doubt. I mean, that's what I said at the beginning, but you can't discount the fact that there's no reason why I don't have any allergy symptoms. You know, yeah. I mean, there's people who just don't have them. And, you know, in the Allergy and Asthma Cure, I wrote about how people can get rid of their allergies and never have them again. And it's simply by cleaning up your internal environment, and that's by getting rid of what you, you know, it's by cleaning up your diet. So that's again, and by cleaning up your diet, getting rid of all the sugar, the white stuff that you eat, anything that turns into sugar, gluten, yeast stuff, all of that stuff, you need to eat clean. You know, I mean, bottom line is people just eat poorly. And when they eat poorly, you get, and we've talked about this 1,000 times, but you get a dysbiosis in your gut, which means all the good bacteria go away, and it's replaced by bad bacteria. And when you have bad bacteria, not good bacteria, that's when your immune system fails and doesn't work as well as it should. And that's when, you know, that's when you're vulnerable to the pollen. I mean, you could be sitting in a field of pollen and not even, you know, not even get a scratchy eye or sneeze if your internal environment is working correctly.
Well, the body can only handle so much, and if you're challenging the immune system constantly with other things like yeast, and we'll get to that probably in the second half of the show, then it may not be calibrated right to deal with things that should be normal and easy to handle. So we ought to get this out of the way right away. You paint one kind of picture, but if you watch television commercials or look in the magazines and newspapers, for those that still do that, you would be led to believe that it's a deficiency of Zyrtec or Allegra or some kind of antihistamine pill or spray. Why is that not just, well, let's just tough it out, but with use these for the symptoms and then move on? What's wrong with that pharmaceutical approach to managing the symptoms?
Well, I mean, isn't that just typically pharmaceutical approach to anything, though?
Really?
Let's manage symptoms. Why should we go to the underlying cause of things? I mean, if you go to the underlying cause, then you have no need for medications.
That's bad for business, Fred.
Very bad for business. Very, very bad. So that's why, you know, that approach is great for that. And the other interesting thing that just came out, you know, sort of very recently about Zyrtec and Claritin and Allegra and all of that, is that they cause weight gain. And so, you know, there's yet another reason why people gain weight and can't lose weight and that sort of thing is because of that. So I really do think that the drugs, while they're great for symptomatic relief, and sometimes you need them, and even if you started the Allergy and Asthma Cure today, it's going to take you 6 months to a year before you're better. Not before you're better, but before you're cured, you're going to need probably something. But handling it that way is putting a Band-Aid on something. You know, it's sticking your finger in the dike, and at some point the dike's going to, I mean, at some point you're going to need that finger.
Yeah, for sure. And there are, I hear stories of rebound problems that people are on them for a while, then they try to get off, and it seems like now they need it all the time. Is that a real thing?
Oh, that's real. I mean, this whole, you know, then they go on inhalers. Then they're on steroids. I mean, and then it's just, you know, it's just one thing after the other. And you know, these problems, you know, these drugs come with their own inherent problems, right? So we've got weight gain is one issue with the drugs, right? Then we've got the inhalers, which are usually steroids, which can lead to diabetes, which can lead to bone loss, which can lead to all sorts of nasty things. And people are using these things like they're candy. I mean, people take them like candy. And, yeah, I have patients come in and they're on 3 and 4 times the normal dose of all of these things. And and they say, oh, yeah, the doctor just says take them as often as you need it. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, in the defense of those doctors, they have not been taught what you've been taught about how to solve the problem, because I think most of them would probably like to do that if it was as easy as whipping out the prescription pad and giving
somebody... Oh, Marty, you're too nice. You are too nice.
I know. Well, be that as it may, we'll be right back, and I want to talk some more about the factors that we can control and the natural approaches and what our gut has to do with it and why we have to have a lot more respect for the critters that live in the nether regions between our stomach and the other end of the system. So don't go away. This is Fred Pescatore, guest on Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittick, and we'll be right back.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Ever wonder if the vitamin pills you swallow actually dissolve? Good question. Don't guess about absorbing vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. They've been shown to lower blood levels of homocysteine, a chemical that increases the risk of heart disease and many other degenerative conditions. Those Bs are also important for fertility and optimum brain function. 40% of adults are low in vitamin B12, and many seniors with memory problems are actually just B12 deficient. B12 shots are known to boost energy, but why not make life easy with no-shot sublingual Bs? These tiny, tasty little pellets dissolve instantly under your tongue, pass right into the bloodstream, and get to work building your health. No-shot Bs contain serious amounts of B6, B12, and folic acid, but only cost pennies a day.
Look for No-Shot Bs at HealthWorkSmart.com or call 877-673-2536. HealthWorkSmart.com or call 877-673-2536.
Sometimes the moody blues isn't a band. Many of us suffer from the blood sugar blues as our blood sugar levels and our energy levels go up and down throughout the day. Skipping breakfast and a hectic lifestyle eating fast food on the run can result in too many refined carbohydrates and too little attention to the rest of the nutritional equation. Weight gain can make matters worse as the extra pounds make a balanced response to food more difficult. This is where Glucose Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas comes in. It supports proper insulin action and blood sugar balance with glucose-modulating herbal extracts, including Glycostat Wild Bitter Melon plus Banaba and Gymnema Silvestri in clinically tested amounts. Glucose Optimizer further supplies alpha-lipoic acid and 7 more antioxidant nutrients, minerals, and herbs. Ask for Glucose Optimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in cardiovascular formulas.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Dr. Fred Pescatore is an integrative physician and New York Times best-selling author of The Hamptons Diet, several impressive books, and the one we're talking about today, The Allergy and Asthma Cure, which you can get a copy of it free by ordering two boxes of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And you heard the commercial which we're going into. He's science advisor for them, and he and I both are big believers in Dr. O'Hara's. We'll tell you why here in a minute. But you can select that book, or if you already have it, or you have no allergies or asthma, you can, and you do have heartburn, you can get a copy of my book instead, The Natural Alternatives to Nexium. Call 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536. Well, Dr. Pescatore, we covered kind of what's wrong with the pharmaceutical approach. There is, for those who we've had Dr. Johnson on the show before talking about getting immunizations and allergy shots. I don't know. Do you do that much in your practice?
I really don't. Mm-hmm. I think allergy shots are important when you start young. I think that's really important. But we're not just allergic to pollens and grasses and molds and weeds and all of that stuff. I mean, we're allergic to a lot of things, and we're allergic to foods a lot of times. And I don't want to use the word allergic because allergy means, if you eat something, your throat's going to close, or you're going to get hives or scratches. Those are true allergies, but there's really sensitivities to foods that a lot of people have and they just don't know about, you know, and I think...
And sometimes they get worse over time so that they're sensitive to everything. So obviously there's a mechanism going awry.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that mechanism is the gut. And when your gut is not working correctly, no matter what you do, no matter what Band-Aid you put on, you're never going to get better. And gut dysbiosis, which is when you have too many bad bugs and not enough good bugs, is really, I think, the cornerstone of health. I mean, I think if you can repair your gut, you're just going to be a healthier human being, no matter what it is. But especially when it comes to, allergies and asthma and anything that goes along with that. And it's interesting. We talk about gut ecology. I'm sure a lot of people on your show talk about, proper gut ecology. But I wrote a book called Boost Your Health with Bacteria, and I think it's really important that you get good bacteria in your body. And that's why I'm so glad Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a proud sponsor of your show that I just heard.
Yes.
So that's really good because I think they're a really good place to start.
Well, I'm a fan of the product because I used it for myself, for my family, for clients. And just right before we dig into what makes it different than the 50 other varieties you'll find in the typical health food store, what about yeast? We tend to use critters and bugs as a general category for microorganisms in the gut. The yeasts are somewhere between animal and plant, but aren't those also a big factor leading to various problems and not just allergies, but even autoimmune diseases where the immune system goes kind of wacky?
Well, yeast is yeast overgrowth. I mean, we all have yeast that lives inside of us. Other terms for yeast are candida, fungus. I mean, you may have heard of all of those terms, but they're all the same thing, right? So they live inside of us and they overgrow. And when they overgrow is when they become a problem. It's when they crowd out the good bacteria and they take over the gut. And that's when yeast becomes a problem. But, yeast is a real issue. And it's funny, I had a patient yesterday come into my office, and she had been for 5 years suffering with everything, like irritable bowel, her periods were all messed up, fatigue, couldn't go to work, you know. I mean, it was awful. She had just awful symptoms and had been to probably 7 different doctors and some really good complementary doctors, too, in Manhattan. Now, one of them ever talked to her about yeast, and I put her on a yeast-free diet, and guess what? She's fine. She no longer has the problem. She doesn't. I mean, it's like nobody even saw. You know, sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees. I mean, and she had a whopping yeast infection because she was always on antibiotics. She was on oral contraceptives because of her, you know, her cycle was irregular, and so it was just, you know.
Those things are fuel on the added fuel to the fire for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Those two things alone will absolutely cause yeast to just blossom in your body.
And
so
over time, something that was trendy for people to think about years ago, and it kind of went out of fashion, but it didn't go away.
No. It certainly has not gone away. And people, you're right, Marty. It has sort of kind of gone out of fashion. People don't talk about yeast as much as they should anymore. I mean, we all talk about gluten. Gluten is the big thing now, right? But when does yeast get its heyday? It's time. I want to go back to the yeast days. I mean, it's time to talk about yeast again because it's a problem, and yeast is found in things like cheeses and vinegars and fermented foods if they're not fermented correctly and all sorts of things like that. And, you know, that's another thing to get rid of in your diet. You know, you just, it all comes to diet, folks. I mean, really, if we just ate real food, we'd be a lot happier.
And the model was there before we started eating the foods of commerce. All you have to do is go back to what our ancient ancestors ate because they ate the foods of nature, and that was what our chemistry was about. But that's
what our grandparents ate.
Yeah,
we
even
didn't have that back far.
that would be a huge improvement, and that's another show. So let's get back to the gut. I know you've seen the same trend that I have that, for example, even on another radio show I heard this morning, they're talking about the gut bacteria. They're looking at to see the differences between people, women that have breast cancer and those that don't. And there are general types of good bacteria and general types of bad organisms. And it seems to me that what they want to do is find a single organism out of the thousands that we have, the different families. They want to find a single one that's responsible. They're approaching it kind of like a drug. Isn't what we want to do to support all of the good guys and let them do whatever it is they do? Do we have to wait until 10 years for science to figure out, oh, it's this particular one has the most effect?
Well, science is never going to figure it out.
That's
the whole point. I mean, we had the Human Microbiogenome Project, which is great. And they're discovering all these fun things about, you know, people in northern climates have this bacteria, and people in southern climates have this, and people who are fat have that, and people who are pregnant have that, and blah, 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 blah. And yes, they use their same approach as they use for drug research for this research, and they try to isolate one thing that causes it. Well, guess what? There are trillions of bacteria in our body, and guess what? They talk to each other, and there was a study that I wrote about in my newsletter about where if you change your diet within 24 hours, your gut bacteria has changed completely. So if you eat a high sugar, like if you're usually on a lower carbohydrate diet, healthy, blah, 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 and if you have a really high sugary meal, within 24 hours, your gut ecology has changed. And they've communicated. So your bacteria has all communicated with each other to all change. So there's something to that, and we can't isolate any one thing. And that's the problem with research right now.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I'd like for you to stay on just for a couple minutes after the break, because we've got some loose ends to tie up here. I want people to understand why you recommend Dr. O'Hara's in particular, and to let people know, I guess I can do that right now, that you're coming back on the 17th, where you'll be here for the whole show, and we can take all kinds of calls. We knew we wouldn't have enough time today to get the job done, so we have that to look forward to. But please do stay with us. We'll have just a bit more with Dr. Pescatore after the break, and then we'll talk to Jim LaValle about his new book. This is Healthy by Nature, and I'm Marty Whittakin.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
Do you want smoother, younger-looking skin, hair with more body, and stronger nails? Then add NeoCell Super Collagen to your daily routine. Collagen is the body's key structural protein and is critical to the elasticity and strength of your skin. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing daily with collagen may reduce wrinkles, increase the firmness and moisture of your skin, thicken your hair, and strengthen your nails. NeoCell Super Collagen provides 100% pure collagen of the exact type needed by hair, skin, and nails, and NeoCell hydrolyzes its collagen for maximum absorption. Choose from powder, tablets, liquids, or soft chews to see and feel results within weeks. NeoCell is the number one collagen brand in the world and the industry authority on supplements that promote collagen health. NeoCell Super Collagen products will help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance and promote a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support that helps slow or reverse the signs of aging. Visit NeoCell.com for more information and to find a store near you.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Welcome back. Well, you mentioned newsletter. So before we get distracted with other things, Dr. Pescatore, if people can just go to Dr. Pescatore, which is DrPescatore, just like fish in Italian, I think.
Fisherman.
And then on the right-hand side, there's a reality health check sign-up. Easy, looks like it's easy enough. Is it free?
And it's free.
Yes. Well, like I say about mine, I'm sure it's worth at least as much as you pay for it.
Stop that, Marty. People love it.
I know. Well, I'm sure they do. And I didn't realize you had one until I got this interview form, so I will be signing up myself so that I can get tidbits like the one you just gave us about the weight gain and the antihistamines. That's pretty cool stuff. So you told us that we can actually cure these allergies, and, mm-hmm. and not just the ones that are causing the most problems, probably ones that are causing problems we aren't even aware of. And a big part of that was doing the justice to your gut bacteria, probiotics. You always recommend Dr. O'Hara's. I've told people many times why I do. Please tell us why you do.
I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because it simply is the best probiotic on the market. What it does is it's a strain of live bacteria that has its own food, so it doesn't need the food from your body, so it's not being a parasite in your body. It's got 10 different strains of bugs, so the bugs get in there, and they actually work together because they've been fermented together. So they're not fighting each other. They don't have to come alive again in your body because they're not freeze-dried like most of the other probiotics that are out there. So they've got food, they've got bacteriocins that actually kill the bad bacteria, they work together, and most importantly, they help your body to create the bacteria that's in your body, because all of us have different bacteria. We have the same, but we have different amounts for different reasons. And it goes in there and allows your body to create its own gut ecology better, and that's really what's important. It's not... A lot of these other products give you like 50 billion of this and 100 billion of that, and that in and of itself can be bad. And I like the fact that Dr. O'Hara's is alive, so those bugs are living, and they don't have to be refrigerated. All the other live ones have to be refrigerated. So you could carry it around with you, and you could take it away with you, and you can put it in your purse and your car, and just have it always handy for whatever you need it for. But there's a lot, we could spend a half an hour talking about why I think it's so good.
Well,
but
we might revisit this when you come back.
He's got Jim to get on the show, so. And he's got a lot of good information to say, so I don't want to hog up his time.
Well, when you come back on the 17th, we might put a fine point on this. But you're right, it does improve the environment, so all of your good guys do are better able to protect you. So if you want a copy of the Allergy and Asthma Cure, order two boxes of Dr. Hero's probiotics or the propolis if you prefer, a little bit of shipping and handling, and you get the book for free. You can also choose mine if you already have Dr. Pescatore's book, 877-673-2536. I'll repeat that again at the end of the program. Thanks so much, Dr. Pescatore. Look forward to having you back on the 17th. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my next guest is, as I said in the beginning, another superstar, one of my favorite people. I could have him on every week. He's such a wealth of information at his fingertips and such a passion for it as well. Dr. Lavelle, I call him Dr. Lavelle because he is a naturopath, but he's a registered pharmacist, a certified clinical nutritionist, knows way more than virtually any doctor that we're privileged to make an appointment with, even among the best, because he's just a dedicated researcher, clinical pharmacist, nutritionist. He founded the Lavelle Metabolic Institute and Integrative Health Resources, and he's written several good, just terrific cutting-edge books, called one we talked about on another show, Cracking the Metabolic Code. But the one I had him on for today is Your Blood Never Lies, How to Read a Blood Test for a Longer, Healthier Life. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you being up so early. He's a California guy, so we know that it's before breakfast out there. Thanks for being with us. I'm so glad you wrote this book, because people really do not know, the average person at least, what to make of it. Two or three pages of numbers that they get back when they go to the doctor. They only pay attention to whatever might be out in the middle as being a flag, and even then, maybe not what to do about it. They just have to rely on the doctor. So we all know that the more we know about our bodies, about how things work, about medicine, the better a patient we can be, because we'll get the best out of the doctor. So this is a great guide to every line item on that test, what it means, why it might be elevated or depressed, whichever the case is, and some suggestions about natural things you can do about it. I was so impressed with the book, I put it in the Healthy by Nature bookstore. because I think it's one of those fundamental things that even if you're not a big reader, you need to have it in your home as a reference because we all get a blood test now and then. So that said, let's start with what is the basic office blood test looking for? Is it looking for your markers of optimum wellness and that kind of thing, or is it more looking to see how close you are to being hospitalized?
Well, you know, I think what it really, what you want to begin to think about is that the average blood test that you get from your doctor actually has a wealth of information in it. The biggest issue is that when you go to discuss it, it typically, if it's not out of line, meaning that if it's not too high or too low, out of bounds, so to speak, where it's marked or flagged low or high, the doctor just goes up. It's in normal range. And what there's two different types of tests that you can look after. Is obviously there's the traditional lab tests, and then there's more of these advanced tests that you can also look at. They're called functional medicine tests. I always like starting with traditional lab tests because there's a tremendous amount of information that can really give you insight as to where your health is going if you look at your labs, but look at them in a new light. Don't look at them, do I have a disease yet? Look at them as, how well is my body performing? And that was the whole purpose for the book, because most people simply don't understand a lab test.
Well, that music means this segment, as you know, it was short to begin with, and it got shorter as we tried to tie up the loose ends with Dr. Pescatore. I'm going to ask you right now to come back. We'll find a date when you could be on for the whole show, and we can open it up to calls and find out what questions people have about those tests, because I think we'll just look at this as the survey course. We're going to make an introduction to the concept, and when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about how you interpret those tests differently. Maybe something on the cholesterol, because that's the main thing people look at. And what about some of these nutrient tests like vitamin C, vitamin D, so on? We're talking with Jim LaValle. He's the author of Your Blood Never Lies. Don't go away.
Stress takes its toll on all of us. Many find relief from life's pressures with exercise, but vigorous exercise can deplete the body's supply of magnesium. If we drink coffee or alcohol, we lose even more. Magnesium is an essential activator of nearly 300 enzymes required for proper nerve function, bone integrity, and heart rhythm. So ensuring that you have adequate levels is critical. When combined with an amino acid, it's much easier for magnesium to cross into the bloodstream. That's why Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium uses 100% fully reacted chelated magnesium with the amino acids glycine and lysine. So if you want the best magnesium at the best price, don't get stressed out. Just ask for Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium, because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more, listen to the experts at ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life, both yours and your pet's. That's why we're committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils. As the leading manufacturer of omega-3 fish oil, all of Nordic Natural products are made according to the same strict international standards for purity, freshness, and quality. That means you can give your pet Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oils with confidence. Our pure and fresh pet cod liver oil and omega-3 pet products are essential to support your pet's healthy heart, joints, skin, and coat. What's essential to Nordic Naturals is continuing this tradition by offering your pet these same essential nutrients. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is also available at finer health stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Whitaker, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536 today.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
And we're back with James Lavelle, registered pharmacist, certified clinical nutritionist, author of Your Blood Never Lies, What Your Blood Tests Reveal About Your Health and What You Can Do About It. I just heard that promo for the newsletter, my newsletter, and last week I wrote about fluoride. And I just want to clear up something with the biggest expert I know of on nutrition and chemicals and so on. Do we have a nutritional need for fluoride? Are there people having problems because they're fluoride deficient?
You're asking me? Yeah, no, there's not a fluoride. We don't have a fluoride deficiency. No one has to eat toothpaste. In fact, probably not very well recommended since it even states that it's a toxin. So I would, I don't think we need to take in fluoride.
Okay. Well, that's another
show. Did I say that clear enough, Marty?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I understand it's, on a list of poisons, it ranks somewhere between lead and arsenic, so the idea of purposely adding to the drinking water just doesn't appeal to me. But, again, that's for another show. I would write a letter to the editor, but it's useless. I don't do that anymore. I can't imagine how people can figure out how to use that wealth of information you're talking about in the average medical test, the blood test that you get with your annual physical, without having your book as a guide, because based on the number of questions I get about, well, how do I find a doctor that has a clue? We don't have very many, even in an area as big as the Dallas-Fort Worth area, who are functional medicine doctors. So the average person could really help themselves a lot by, and it's an easy read. It's not that technical. It's well documented. You could take it to your doctor, but do you have any other suggestion other than to buy this book and go through it line by line when you get the next test and look to see, even though it's not some factor isn't out of line, well, what if it's pushing a line? What does it mean when it's compared with one of those other line items? Do you have another suggestion other than mine, which is buy the book?
Well, Marty, I'm going to be honest with you. I took this book project on, and I thought it was I bit off way more than I thought. This book took about 2.5 years to write. It was a really big project, and I know how much we had researched in order for me to pull this thing together. You just can't. You don't know what to read when you go up on the internet, and even different lab information varies all over the place. And so we had to literally go in, and I had to compare and get the get the truth, and then most importantly for people, it's understanding that you have time to correct things. If you understand that your diet and lifestyle can literally change your blood chemistry, amongst other chemistry too, like, urine chemistry output if you have values, but this book focused on blood. And most importantly, if you realize that natural agents can have a dramatic impact on bringing your lab values back to optimum. And it's kind of like the old, you know, analogy of the car. You know, if you don't change the oil in the car, if you don't go in and get the service, if you don't see that the engine light's on, you know, if you aren't paying attention that these numbers are starting to skew out of balance, well, one day you wake up and somebody says, oh, hey, you know, you got an autoimmune disorder, or gee, you have hypothyroidism, or one of your favorite, oh, gee, you're diabetic today.
Yeah.
No, I've been diabetic the last 15 years. I just was on the way. Now it's official. So that's the, you know, I think the important thing for people, you know, and the whole purpose of the book, and I got to be honest, I'm really thrilled about it because, you know, Amazon's got a 5-star rating on it. It's gotten great reviews, and so it was really a sleeper for me because, as you know, I mean, I've written a bunch of books, and I wasn't so sure of this one when it came out, and now I'm really happy because a lot of people are seeing the value in it. So it's really been great. People need to have a resource. Don't accept your labs are normal because that's what's happened. You get a phone call, and the doc's office goes, your labs are normal. Well, what's that mean? How normal? Good normal? Bad normal? Low normal? You know? And a lot of times, I have to tell you, I've even seen labs that were out of balance, meaning I had a lady this last week. She had what was called a GFR, a glomerular filtration rate. For the people listening, it's a factor for kidney function. Her kidney function was flagged low. So, she was already in trouble, and what was said was, your labs are normal.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, we have to be, to some extent, in the driver's seat.
That's right.
Think we have a lawyer that gives us advice. We have an accountant that gives us advice. We get orders from our doctor. No, I don't think so. We have to look at them as advisors, but we need to be informed consumers of their services, and that's the beauty of this book that you've put together. And it's not something you have to sit down and read, although you could. I think that would only be a health professional that would do that. You need to take this, go into the file, pick out your last blood test, and go through and learn what those things mean, and surprise the heck out of your doctor. When you go back and you ask intelligent questions, you'll have them thumbing through their textbooks, and it'll be fun to watch. We'll be right back. We need to keep Jim LaValle here with us for a minute because I do have a couple of questions I have to ask, and we've run out of time in this segment. But we'll have a couple of announcements, but he'll be back too, so you do as well.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Well, Andy, get out the show stretcher. We need it today. A couple of quick notes. Dr. Pescatore talked about yeast. That's the topic on Doug Kaufman's DVD from Natural Health Fest. Consider buying that package, just if nothing else, to get his talk. It's got a lot of wonderful slides with some of the science that backs up this argument. And the allergy and asthma cure book that we offered free, the Dr. Pescatore's two boxes of Dr. O'Hare's probiotics or propolis, 877-673-2536. A little bit of shipping and handling on that. And that is being fulfilled by HealthWorks, and so Andy can also give you, if you want to, not give you, but you could buy Dr. LaValle's book as well while you're there. His book is in the Healthy by Nature store, and it supports the show when you buy it there, but if you're already going to be paying shipping, why not go ahead and get Dr. LaValle's book from HealthWorks as well, as whatever else you might need for allergies. Well, Dr. LaValle, I've got a million more questions, which we'll save for when you come back, and I surely hope you will sooner rather than later. But let me just attack this one thing. People, I hear them say, you know, well, my calcium was fine. You know, they looked at that, and so they get the idea that the important nutrients have been checked. They could have osteoporosis and still show a good calcium level in their blood. So there's obviously more going on. One of the things, they always look at the cholesterol numbers, and those are either okay or not okay, but is there a test for oxidized cholesterol? Because when the cholesterol gets rusty, we know that that's a big problem. Is there something people should be asking for? And one last part of that question, and then I'll let you go to answer them. Vitamin C, vitamin D, are there some key tests that we should be asking for that we're not getting?
Sure. I mean, I think the first one is a red blood cell magnesium, which any lab can perform. When you get a serum magnesium, it really doesn't reflect how much magnesium you have in your tissues. In fact, it's a poor reflection of what's going on in your tissues. So a red blood cell magnesium, a red blood cell zinc, because zinc is involved. I talked about yeast. Zinc's involved in regulating the enzymes that regulate yeast in your body, and it has to do with T killer cells and how you make your sex hormones and, you know, how your skin stays well. So red blood cell yeast is important. Vitamin D obviously is important. Most of the time, you know, and they tell you you're okay, but in fact you're low. You know, so those are all real important. And oxidized LDL is a big deal. Some labs don't do it yet, but it is certainly very important.
Because then there's something you can do about it. You can take vitamin E. You can take some of the Kyolic-aged garlic products. Maybe we'll talk about that when you're on the next time. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Jim LaValle.
Great.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food, toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers and packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.